evening, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be the third Tuesday in January. It will be held at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Gower Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find an net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? It's a little better. Shirt was too tight. Are there any Aqualink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta to New York. And Bob, at this point, it appears I am the only one in the queue.
All right, very good. Hi, Kevin. I hope your Thanksgiving was good and fulfilling or filling. I don't know which would be the better way of putting that. So let's know with you on how you're doing this evening.
Hey, not doing too bad out here. KD2FPM again, that's down here in Oneonta. Yeah, I actually had a kind of a very lighthearted day, kind of low-key, quiet, me and my mom basically today. So we'll have some more family in town tomorrow. Kind of a neat thing, first time I've ever done this, Mom and I went and had turkey dinner at Denny's. So that was kind of an interesting twist, so she didn't have to cook. But she will be cooking tomorrow because we're going to, like I say, have a few extra family in town. So, and then we went and visited my dad, who unfortunately is suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. And something must have been good in the cards today because the visit with him was actually probably one of our most pleasant visits we've had in probably the last 2 years. And he almost seemed like his old self again. And, you know, it was just kind of that window that you don't often get when the disease takes that process. So, I tell you what, I won't tie up the repeater. You know, I had a pretty decent day. 44 degrees right now. I see the... ...73 KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Well, I'm glad you had at least an opportunity to get out and get a dinner, nice dinner. We meet at Denny's a number of times and they do put out a nice meal, and at least that way she didn't have to cook twice. Well, I hope things go well for your dad, or at least better. Well, that's always an ongoing thing and problem you rise from it at times, but I hope at least he has a good Thanksgiving and happy to see relatives. Hey, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. And I guess by now we'll take... Let's see. Okay. This is N5AOW. State Control for the Black River Valley Service Center. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
Okay, well, there's two more. KD2AIT, hi Jeff, and N2PFM. George, what's going on your way?
Well, good evening and happy Thanksgiving to all, and special interest to Kevin James. I want to say that my mother was in better mental state than she usually is today at my Thanksgiving dinner with her at the nursing home, where I ate my whole dinner, and I had to eat about two-thirds of my mother's dinner as well. Then after that, I had to go and the other friend of mine down here at the Valley View complex here in Lowellville, and the guy and his woman were there, and he was so highly intoxicated, he actually passed out in the middle of dinner. So we had to help his girlfriend put him into bed because he was so highly intoxicated. So I finished up and left and went home, and last I heard, he still passed out on the bed. So that was it. I'm just glad Mama had a good Thanksgiving and all, and I hope have a good Christmas also, because at the rate she's, you know, stage 5 of Alzheimer's, it's not, you know, at the end stage, and she's acting a lot like my grandfather did when he was in the last stages of Alzheimer's, you know, within the last couple of weeks before he passed away. So I'm hoping that the mother will at least make Christmas anyway. This March, she'll be the exact same age as when her mother passed away. So, we'll say she's 91 and going up there on toward 92. With that, we'll say God bless, 73s, and hope everyone has had a good Thanksgiving. And to PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I'm glad she had a better day today and enjoyed it. Always nice to be able to do that with a holiday. That's great. I hope you have a good evening, and thanks again for checking in. And, well, I guess I'm going to say what I was going to say earlier, and I missed it, is happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope everyone enjoyed it, stayed safe today, had a good meal. With that, we'll touch base with Jeff, see how he's doing, KD2AIT, 10-5-AOW.
Hi, good evening. This is KD2AIT. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. And we spent it over at my aunt's house today, and we had a good time. A lot of people there. We had a lot of fun. And we got home, and we packed the truck up, and me and the boys here and my brother were up here at camp. And we're still trying to get the boys to get back here. We're going to see what we can do. I might have to tie one down and drag it up to the blind up there and see if I can. And see if they can't get a shot off on one. But we'll see. Anyway, not a lot else going on. Kind of cold. We didn't get up to camp except about maybe 45 minutes ago, so we haven't quite warmed it up in here yet. Working on it. All right, KD2AIT, back to net control.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I know what you mean. It takes, when they set cold like that, it takes a while for the heat to saturate everything. It gets things warm again where it's comfortable, where you're not sitting on cold furniture or whatever. It seems to take what it takes. It's somewhat of a lengthy process. All right, well, I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving, and maybe with a little bit of luck, be able to get that buck for the guys. That'll be good. I know you've been working at it for a while, and well, one's got to come along. I'm with you to get ready to tie one to the fence post. Okay. Well, with that, we'll make another call. See if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW. A little bit on the tough side right now. had a great day today, relaxed. Took the dog for a run down through the old road, back up around through the woods and up again. Yeah, and he enjoyed himself and had a good time doing it. So that was about my excursion for the day, going outside. Was inside with a couple of projects, a few things going on the computer, and watched part of a football game. Just couldn't seem to get into that. So, you know, maybe I'll be ready by Sunday, that's for sure. So, I'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
Yes, it's the PFM again. We got to get a temperature report today. Yeah, it was 36 to 51, and it's now 45 degrees here on the mountainside. And 2 PFM.
Okay, George, I thought there was something missing there. I'm glad you filled us in on that. Yeah, I didn't, every once in a while I'd look at it before I do the net, and a lot of times I forget. So, yeah, it's letting us know that winter is well on its way. I think here, peak we might have had 48 or 49, but it did get, even that's not bad. We had the sun for a while, but that went out. We had a lot of wind, and that didn't make it too pleasant. And that breeze is still cold. Okay, last call I'm going to make. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency of regular amateur use. Want to thank Jeff, George, and Kevin down in Oneonta on the Echo Lake. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Everyone have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. Stay safe. Have a good weekend. This is N5AOW Clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's always appreciated. Happy Thanksgiving to all. 7-3, KD2FPM. We'll hopefully catch you guys tomorrow night. KD2FPM is clear.
Emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations coming out, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic. And happy Thanksgiving.
VOW, good evening, Jack, and happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. Yeah, I hope you had a great day today. And the same to you, Bob, N5AOW. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. It's only been a pleasant day. Might not have been the warmest in the world, but it wasn't as cold as it might be. It usually is this time of year. Okay, any other stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic? After the tail drop, folks. Thanks. Okay, thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KDA 2000, and I hope everybody listening had a nice, pleasant Thanksgiving Day. KA207.